Hi everyone, we're getting started now. I pushed the record button, so it's starting to record now. And I hope all my technical glitches are worked out now, so I have no more problems. I had a situation came to mind during my little shower meditation that I'd like to share. Years ago, one of my mentors used to give classes on the Kabbalah, among other things, but the Kabbalah was more of a, or Kabbalah, or whatever. It was more of a 2.5 to 3 year study. And she was known to be a very dynamic teacher, drawing in hundreds for all of her classes. And this was before the days of the internet and you had to show up in person. People would come from all over. I remember one woman used to fly in from Phoenix weekly to attend her classes. Well, a bunch of us heard about her last, we were in another one of her classes, and we heard about her last Kabbalah class and how she used to deliver it in such an alive or dynamic way. And so we bugged her to do another Kabbalah class, and she gave in. Later, I found out that she and her boyfriend just purchased a house, and they needed the money, you know, from her classes to pay for the mortgage. And when she started the Kabbalah class, it was a bit bumpy at first, but we held space for it because we really wanted it. A few months into it, we realized that it was being delivered to us stillborn. It was very flat and not anything like her other classes. Come to find out later on that she never got permission to do the class. She was told to wait. It was not the right time for her to do that. And at the time, I just don't believe that she was given permission, partly because she was not clearing her boyfriend adequately, clearing his energy out of her field before class, and she was, you know, her field, she was kind of degrading from where she had come from. And I think the message in here was that to make sure before working with others, as a reminder, make sure you clear your beloved out of your field. Just clear your field and make sure your field is in the condition it should be for you to deliver the material. I believe Crystal has something about this in one of her classes about clearing people out of your field. So that was just came to me just a little bit ago as I was taking my shower, preparing, you know, clearing my field in the shower and stuff. So once again, I'm so excited to be here, and I want to thank you very much for being present and taking the steps to learn how to consciously create and to invite the devas in your lives. So let's call in all of the air devas, the sylphs, for mental activity and perception. Let's call in the fire devas, the salamanders, for intuition and creativity. The water devas, undines, for emotional depth and clarity. And the earth devas, the gnomes, for grounding the beauty and bounty of nature in our lives. How many times have we heard that our outer life is a reflection of our inner one? In respect to our relationships, with others in our life, how does that help us? What is our inner life supposed to be like? And we know we're supposed to stand receptive to the wisdom of our higher self and God, Goddess, the universe, all to guide us. And we know we're supposed to consider ourselves as one, as an eternal being, unified with other members of humanity and all of life, really. But what about if there's someone in your life that has a difficult personality? Well, you don't have to like what they say or how they act, but you do have to respect and honor them as a soul who may be incarnated to work out their troubles and maybe even help you work out some kind of karmic tag that you have. If you are having too much difficulty working with your inner personas, book an IST session with either me or one of the members on staff at the academy. And you can go to crystalhughes.com, click on the More button, and select Crystal Recommends, and there's a few people there. So now when considering our inner life, how balanced is our divine masculine and feminine? What is the nature of the divine masculine and feminine, and how are we embodying it? The way I understand it, the universe is a weaving of masculine and feminine energies in the tapestry of life, and this energy is equally present in both men and women and has nothing to do with gender. The masculine energy is the light that is at the source of everything, and the light is utterly still, and it underlies and witnesses all that is. And the feminine is the creative desire that emerges out of that stillness. It's the manifesting power that creates worlds from the stardust in space. If we embrace this Tantra teaching, the divine masculine quality may be felt in our experience of awareness, of stillness, of freedom, order, and our set of rules as we engage with others in the outer world. And the divine feminine quality may be felt as the dynamic flow of creativity and playfulness and sensuality and love. So how is the inner divine masculine and feminine reflected out onto your relationships with others? In your masculine stillness, do you allow your feminine to be sensual and create? In the constructs of your ordered dance of life, do you allow for playfulness? Well, so and before we get started, I would also like to mention that we may not usurp someone else's free will. When you're working with this process and relationships, do not impose your will on someone else's will. That's not what this is for. This is for creating your relationships, right? This is for you to create, to build up your creative relationship going out into the world. And its field will attract what you need. And so don't specifically target a person because you probably would be usurping their will. Okay, so just keep this as your understanding that you are creating for yourself a relationship, these relationships for yourself. And if that person is supposed to be attracted to it in divine law and order, for your highest and their highest best good, it will happen. So don't target a specific person. Okay? You can target your beloved, just saying my beloved, you know, with the understanding of whoever that is, but don't target a specific person. Okay? We all want to be doing this according to the divine. Okay, so let's get comfortable. Settle into your seat and close your eyes. Take a few deep cleansing breaths and release all tensions of your day. And relax your body and calm your emotions. And become mentally focused on only your soul's desire and what it is you want to create today. Imagine switching your brain into the neutral position from the left brain or the right brain. Wherever you're at, just switch it into neutral. And let your right brain and your left brain unite into one whole brain. And bring all of your attention down into your heart space. Opening the doors of your heart, step inside your heart space, inside the sacred space of your heart, onto the golden grid, and understand that this matrix is the fabric of the universe and connected to all things. Listen to the sound of your heartbeat and get into its rhythm and its pulse and matching the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. And with your creative imagination, see, feel, sense yourself connected to the golden grid. And notice the golden grid has a convergence point running through your heart space, a vertical line of golden light coming down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space all the way down to your body and into the earth and beyond. And one of the horizontal lines comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. And another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. And you are now connected to the golden grid and supported by this divine structure. And recognize yourself as your soul self. You are a conscious soul incarnate within your group unit, within your physical body and your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body, all of your bodies, and all of the elementals and all of the devas that make up your vehicle is your group unit. And you are the conscious soul incarnate within that unit. And you are connected with God Goddess and standing in a position of unity with everyone and everything in the universe. And call all of your awareness back to you inside your body. Bring it all the way down below the eyebrow level, behind the eyes, in front of the spine in your central channel, going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and into your feet and toes, keeping all of your awareness inside your body. And ground yourself to the earth using a substantial grounding cord. And send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking into the ball of light in the middle of the earth, transmuting lower level energies. Just bring up around you and put into motion around you in your aura a golden vortex of energy from the ball of light at the center of the earth and spin it in a counterclockwise direction to whisk away any lower level emotions and thoughts and energies that you're willing to let go of for your highest good right now. And spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum, sending down any lower level emotions and energies to be transmuted into that ball of light. can call in your guides, any angels, ascended masters, any higher frequency beings with the intent to help you with this process for your highest and greatest good for all. Your day-to-day relationships with other people can just be a reflection of your inner ones, and we often have inner struggles with our own masculine and feminine aspects, heart, mind, or just two opposing personas that show up in relationship with other people. Realize that anger and negative thoughts about difficult people in your life, and realize that perhaps that what you don't like about them may be what you don't like about yourself. And so release all of that. Release any judgments that you have of others, any judgments you have about yourself, and release anything blocking you from opening up to harmonious relationships, whether they're with other people or with some aspect of yourself. We are all one in the eyes of God Goddess. So send down all of that into the ball of light to be transmuted. Anything you can release, any lower level stuff, just release it to be transmuted. And see it burned up into that ball of light. Engage the salamanders in that ball of light to burn up all that does not serve you. And embrace any karmic lessons you can while letting go of old thought patterns and emotions. Embrace those karmic lessons. And standing in alignment with the divine, along a golden beam of beautiful light, bring into your body an energetic field, love and grace and ease with this process. Okay, so now visualize a golden spiral staircase before you and take the spiral staircase up, one complete full spiral. And with each step, you're raising your vibration, and with each step, you're infused with heightened anticipation. And as you move up, you complete the spiral, and you notice there's a golden door at the top of the stairs. Open the golden door, step over the threshold, and onto the golden grid, the etheric plane. And now imagine, from the earth, the Earth's etheric field, bring up Mother Earth's energy to nourish all of the devas that are you. Bring Mother Earth's energy up through your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and notice the feel of the energy as you bring it up through your feet and up through your legs. And as the energy flows to your root chakra at the base of your spine, the energy spins your chakras, your root chakra, clearing out any old gunky energy and charging up your chakra, just spinning and activating it. And Mother's energy continues to move up your spine through the central channel to your sacral chakra, just below your belly button, spinning your chakra, activating it, clearing it out. Just spin it fast. And remember to breathe through this process. And now allow the energy to flow through your body, continue up to your stomach, your power center chakra, spinning it fast. Charging it up, releasing old energy you don't need in there. And you're building up your vibration as it moves up to your heart chakra, igniting your passion, spinning and activating your heart chakra. Building up your vibration. Let that flame flow. And the energy continues up to your throat chakra, spinning and activating your throat. And allow yourself to feel more of the energy and the power flowing through the grid, activating and opening your third eye chakra. Clearing out anything you don't need, charging it up. And the energy continues through the grid to the top of your head, to your crown chakra. Spinning it, activating your crown, and then up to your soul star chakra. Now connect up with Divine Source and imagine Divine Source energy coming through your soul star chakra above your head, down through your crown chakra, and allow the divine energy to come down your vertical channel, flowing through your body, through your heart space, through your root chakra, down and out your feet to nourish the earth. And remember, your energy won't be depleted because we're flowing divine energy, not your personal energy. So open up your flow, full blast. And expand your vertical channel to just outside your physical body or more if you feel the need. So just flow that divine energy. Let it nourish everything that is soul and bask in it and breathe. And now imagine that as these energies meet in your heart space, these energies are coming together in your heart space and uniting Divine Mother and Father, and they're blessing you and filling you with their love, just filling you up with all that love. And you're in divine gratitude to them, and you are a brilliant beacon of the Divine Father and Mother's love. And imagine that your heart is golden and it's beating with the rhythm of the universe. And allow the two energies to flow through your horizontal heart channel onto the grid, charging up the grid. And now imagine a containment field or orb on the golden grid, and bring your orb closer to you if it's too far away to work with. And connect with the orb from your heart. This is important, remember, your heart-to-heart connection. So imagine a possibility line or a beam of light that flows from you, your divine desire, from your heart into the orb, to form the heart-to-heart connection. And connect with this orb and allow that universal pulse to align you and the orb. And imagine that this orb is grounded, like your body's grounded to the earth with a grounding cord. And notice also the 3D grid inside the orb. So your orb is now connected to the grid and grounded to the earth. And being in the sacred space of the heart, recognize that the divine flame in the tiny space of your heart is the monadic God spark. You are divine. You are an eternal being. This God spark creates a very powerful electromagnetic field. And within the center of this field is a portal to the higher frequencies or the more refined planes of existence. So imagine before you the portal. And the portal is opening now. And the portal looks like an elevated door made of golden beams of light, just like a grid. And it opens up and you step inside. Bring your orb with you and allow the golden grid elevator to take you as far as you can go, as high as you can go up in frequency that the universe wants you to go right now. And ask your guides to help you locate that frequency needed to take you there. Ask your higher self and your guides to help you. Okay, our first stop is the spiritual plane. Stabilize yourself by matching your frequency to the frequency of the spiritual plane. Just get into that pulse of the spiritual plane. And invite an angel or a deva to oversee your project for today. And ensure that your project is in alignment with God, Goddess, and according to divine law and order. Again, ask your higher self or your guides to help you. Invite that angel in. And now, we're going to infuse your orb with spiritual qualities that are congruent with what you want to manifest regarding relationships. So imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source with the spiritual qualities. Well, let's start with the one, with the spiritual quality of your choice. Flowing through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart, and through your whole body and being, and your spiritual field, filling up your spiritual field in your heart specifically. Your first quality, spiritual quality. Fill it up. Allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with this spiritual quality, your first quality, while sounding your note. And the sounding of the note attracts the devas of that specific spiritual quality. It matches the devas are a match to your spiritual quality. Use your own in a note that you intuit as a carrier wave for that spiritual quality. And send it to your orb in a wave-like pattern with the intent of attracting devas to your creation. Remember, your orb acts as a stabilizing factor for the devas the form coheres, the devas cohere. And witness the little light beings gathering around your orb and get to work. Witness any changes in your orb. Okay. Let's finish that up. And then go to the second spiritual quality. Imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source with the second spiritual quality of your choice, flowing through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart, and throughout your spiritual field. Remember to breathe. Allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with spiritual qualities while sounding your note. Remember the wave-like pattern. with the intent of attracting the devas to your creation. And witness your orb and the devas as you finish this up. Okay, and we'll work on the third one now. So imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source through your soul star chakra, through your crown chakra, into your heart and your spiritual field with that third spiritual quality. And allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-dark connection, infusing your orb with that third quality, sounding your note, and attracting the devas of that spiritual quality to your orb, using your own. And finish that up. While you're finishing it up, witness the devas, witness your orb, witness any shifts in you. Okay, finishing that up. Next, we want to define your creation for the devas and let them know what its purpose is. And to make it clear so that the devas understand what you want. So ask your higher self and your guides to help you drop your frequency slightly and to take you to the heart of the mental plane. Take the golden grid elevator down to the mental plane or just drop your frequency slightly to the mental plane. And focus on a mental concept that's congruent with the spiritual qualities that you chose. And imagine what this is like. The devas will respond if you can see it and feel it and know it. They'll understand what you want. So stay focused and breathe during this. And just bring in your mental concept, talk it up, kind of pull it together, all together, in, I don't know, what could be called a packet or something. Pull it all together as a whole, and remember to use some of the higher mental qualities as well. Just pull it in, and I'll give you a moment to talk it up to the devas. Remember, we only do this once, so make it as defining as you can. Okay, let's finish it up. And allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with that mental concept. And try and deliver it in a wave-like pattern with the information as a kind of a whole unit on the, you know, in that wave of your own going out to your orb. Remember that this attracts the devas of that specific mental quality. You could always come back later on and add more to it. Okay. And now witness your orb, sense and know that the little beings are gathering around and they're interacting with the spiritual quality type devas, and they're just pulling it all together for you. Okay, so witness it. Witness the devas, witness your orb, witness your own energy. Okay, and let's finish this up and move on to the emotional. So now we want to charge your creation with high-level emotions and feeling tones that are congruent with the mental concept and the spiritual qualities. So ask your higher self and guides to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the emotional plane. You can use the golden grid elevator, or you can just drop your frequency and just ask for help to get you there. And imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with the first high-level emotion that you want to work with, and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, and into your heart space, and throughout your emotional body. Just fill up your heart and fill up your emotional body to the brim with this first high-level emotion. And now imagine, well, remember, it's more, not imagine, it's more of a remember what those emotions feel like. Go back into your memories and your experience of that feeling tone vibration for that emotion. And just feel it, charge up that emotion with the feeling tone. Make it really intense, because this is for the devas' benefit, but this is the charge. So make it as strong as you can. Just get into that feeling tone and charge up that emotion before we deliver it to the orb. Okay, and finish that up. And now allow the emotion and feeling tones to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb, sounding your note with the intention of attracting the devas of that specific emotion and feeling tone. Send it all out there in a wave-like pattern, taking that information out there to them. All of that out there. And as you finish it up, witness your orb and the devas and the even yourself. And now we're going to go for the second high-level emotion. So imagine a golden beam of light from Divine Source with the second high-level emotion. And flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart, and throughout your emotional body. Just fill it all up to the brim. And now go back into your memories and experiences and bring in the feeling, tone, vibration of that emotion. Make it strong. Use all your sensual acuities. Just make it strong. This is charge. Okay, send it out through your orb, through your heart-to-heart connection, building up the charge of your orb with all of this new information, the second emotional feeling tone qualities. Just empty your heart and empty your emotional field all into your orb. It has to be growing by now. You're infusing a lot of information into it. With lots of a flurry of activity out there. Just witness it as you finish it up. And now let's go for the third emotion. Imagine a golden beam of light from Divine Source with the third emotional, high-level emotion. Flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, your heart space, and into your emotional body, filling it all up. And go back into your memories and experience and charge up this emotion. Make it strong. Remember to breathe. Okay, and then flow it out to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection with your own in a wave-like pattern. And use the intention to attract the devas of that quality emotional tone. And as we finish this last one up, witness your orb. Witness the devas. Get a sense of your whole energy field, how you're all a whole. Okay. And so now we want to invite a managing deva to hold the blueprint for your creation and to direct the lesser devas in their work. And, you know, have the managing deva take care of all of this for you. So ask your higher self and your guides to help you drop your frequency to the heart of the physical etheric plane. That's where we started from when we used the elevator. So go back to the etheric plane, And, you know, you have your orb with you, and your orb is filled with your intent, your spiritual qualities, a mental concept, your emotions and feeling tones. And imagine your creation as a whole now. It's complete and becoming alive with possibility and probability of the creation in its totality, with its spiritual body and mental body and emotional body. What does that all feel like? And make it real. Understand that you've created this totality now. It's a whole thing. And let the feelings of what this feels like, this idea of creating this orb, this creation, let those feelings flood your body and flow into your heart space and flow into your whole body and energetic field. Let those feelings charge up the grid and charge up your orb with all you have done today. And getting into a place of responsibility for co-creating this divine idea, your desire, this entity, this new entity, and allow for any adjustments, for shifts, and expansions to you and your orb. And asking your higher self and your guides for assistance. Let's call in a deva to manage the lesser devas and to see your creation to the end with manifestation in the physical dimension, with your higher self being the liaison. So imagine a big, beautiful being of light with organized patterns of energy. This managing deva is interacting with the little beings, bringing order to your creation. Just see all of that activity, how that deva is just organizing it all and taking charge for you. And just sound your note 3 times out to that whole managing deva and the spiritual qualities and all those little devas and all of that activity out there, to help it cohere into one unit with that managing deva. Okay. So now, so far, your creation is just connected to you. So through your heart-to-heart connection, and it's kind of using your energy at this point. Okay, you created it. So to allow the managing deva to connect to pure source and to earth energy, your soul self is the acting hierophant. And remember, the hierophant just adjusts the wattage of the energy coming through it. So maintaining your heart-to-heart connection with your orb, imagine a channel with a golden beam of light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra above your head and flowing to the topmost center point of your orb. So imagine that channel and the golden beam of light coming from divine source through your soul star chakra and flowing to the topmost center point of the orb. And now imagine a channel flowing from the heart of the earth through your earth star chakra below your feet to the bottommost center point of your orb. So now you have the energy flowing through that channel as well. So you have from source to your soul star chakra to the top of your orb, from the heart of the earth through your earth star chakra to the bottom of the orb. Okay, and now the circuits are complete, creating an energy field between you and your creation. Okay, now, pardon me. Now see your orb as planted in the universal soil on the grid. Okay. So we got it planted there now. Okay, so now I want you to fully associate and animate your manifest reality with all of your senses, okay? Feeling into your golden heart and raising your passion pulse. Resonate with the universal pulse and create a strong constitution of truth in your body and know this as a realized fact. It's done, okay? And synthesize your whole body being. Everything is readjusting, everything is reorienting to this new truth, this new constitution, this creation. Okay? And you're experiencing it is already done in your manifested, in your reality, right? So sound out your note to the world 3 times with the intent to announce its birth. Okay, and you know that all the people that are supposed to be involved are being set up and seeing your creation, and they're connecting on the grid, and relationships have to do usually with other people or other aspects of yourself. So just understand that with this birthing, you are creating a pattern for yourself for relationships. And those that are supposed to be attracted will come to you. They will be magnetized. Devas are organizing for you. They're creating synchronicities and supplying the matter, the means, and the range of action. And realize that you are in your divine rhythm with this. Okay, and you may even sense the membrane surrounding your orb splitting open, and the membrane may even be falling away, or your creation, it's beaming out its own light through your ring of influence and beyond, and it's sounding its note, and it's calling in all cooperating devas to help make your desire manifest. Okay, so now we set that aside, and it's time for you to turn your attention to other things for right now and let them do their work. You can always come back to this recording, go through it again, or do it on your own, but just you can add to it or expand upon it or just boost it up if you feel it needs that, or your higher self tells you, or the managing deva, you know, suggests that it needs this or that. Go ahead and do it. And, you know, you can focus on it later. But for now, let's put it aside and come back down the staircase. And you can bring this energy with you, but just come all the way back to the here and now in your room, in your space, all the way back to now. And let's get into a place of gratitude and give thanks to all the devas involved. Give thanks to our guides and our higher self, all of the divine beings on all levels of love and light and power and service that participated in this process. And say thank you to all of the wisdom, all of the grace, all of the light. Thank you for this opportunity to receive and allow this energy of creation to fill us and our soul's desire. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, and now drop the vortex around you, sending it down, burning up any residual lower level energy into the ball of light in the center of the earth. And once you see it all burned up, bring up that purified energy to the golden sun above your head and qualify that reclaimed energy, that neutral energy, qualify it with a high-level emotion. You can even use the same emotions you used with your creation or something different in turning this reclaimed energy into a golden liquid gel and filling up your body with this golden liquid gel. And allow the golden source energy to seep into every soul, every cell in saturating yourself with all of the spaces in your body, in your field, and let it overflow into your aura and all the way down below your feet, around your body, above your head, just taking up all of the space of your aura and expanding it to just where you're feeling a little bit of resistance. That golden source energy is just filling your soul. And flipping on your light switch, lighting up your boundaries, illuminating your whole body being, and putting up consciousness deflector mirrors, if you use them, to reflect back truth and energy sent to you. And just call all your energy back to you from me and recalibrating yourself. Okay, and then open your eyes and bring your awareness back to your room. Wiggle your fingers and toes or move around and stretch. Do whatever it is that gets you back to the now moment. And breathe and smile. And I know this group already knows this, but I'd like to remind you that as personas show themselves to you regarding relationships, that you integrate them to make sure you can move through any challenges with grace and ease, and replace any negative thoughts and emotions with positive ones that are in alignment with what you have created here today. And you can, like I mentioned, bolster the qualities you put in place, or even present new ones to expand upon your creation. And remember to include the devas of the appropriate frequency when, you know, if you bolster or expand upon it. So next week we'll be working on health. And I am not a doctor, so, you know, of course it won't replace any doctors or care that you have. But we can create, energetically create a health, good health field. So print out and fill in a new worksheet so that you're prepared. If you have any questions, star 2 to raise your hand or type in your questions in the Q&A box. Okay, and I will check the Q&A box. I'll even hit refresh. Okay, Kendra. How should I connect to the devas that live in my garden? I love plants and want to connect, but I must admit I'm not a green thumb and need help making it the home and garden it should be. I don't know if I should hire them to help me get it together and get my soulmate so we can sit out there during al fresco. Thank you and lots of love. Okay, Kendra, gardens usually deal with the earth devas, the gnomes. It's their specialty, the bounty, the beauty and the bounty of the plant life and all of that. So I would definitely connect with the gnomes. And if you haven't listened to that introduction to the devas, please do. I think somewhere in there it's how to connect with devas. But basically connecting, you don't have to make it hard. You just invite devas in, like you invite your guides or your higher self. You just say, please help me, you know. And like we went through this process today, you can create a garden. You know, you would have your whatever its spiritual quality you want your garden to be, say beauty, you know, your mental concept, you know, you want it to be a romantic place to meet your beloved, or, you know, whatever, you know, just put it together and intend for this to be. Of course, you have to like plants to be able to work with them, of course, you know. I'm not a big, I don't have a green thumb either. Just do the best you can and ask them for their help. And, you know, and with your intention is means a lot, and your concepts, and, you know, just bringing all that field together helps a lot. And, of course, you know, you have to feed them and water them and so forth. That obviously helps. That would totally be the earth. And if you're talking about getting together with your soulmate out there, you might also add a little bit of fire for passion, if that's what you want to add to it. Add the water devas just for emotion, but just make sure they're high-level emotions. If you're talking soulmate, I'm thinking you want the passion. So I would say the earth devas and maybe some fire devas, you know, plant a dragon out there. That would be fun. I hope that answers your question. And Sandra says, I will try and make it live, but if for some reason I can't, can you please connect with my devas and my relationship with my husband? Let's see. I got, I got fire devas. You know, I'm seeing you two slightly standing together, but slightly in a different direction. And I'm also getting air, the sylphs, for inspiration, I think. It feels like inspiration. So perhaps I'm seeing maybe a getaway, you know, do a getaway, and just you and your husband, and discussing or talking or communicating in a high-level way, not necessarily to plan big things, but to inspire each other. So I'm getting a little bit of fire. I don't know if it's passion or if it's burning up any blocks or something like that. I get that. I see the it coming up from the earth, the heat coming up through your bodies to get you facing in the same direction. It could be passion. It could be creativity. But I'm also getting the air selves for inspiration, imagination perhaps even. And I'm hearing the word getaway, like a getaway for you, that sort of thing. I can't, you know, that's what I have so far. I hope that's helpful. So star two to raise your hand. Any more questions? Okay, I'm going to even hit refresh. Oh, Sharon. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I feel that I did create an orb today. Can you check with the managing deva of this orb to see if I need to do some more work on this orb? Thank you. I'm getting that not right now, but you can come back later as you want to tweak it. Feel into what it is, and I'm, what am I getting here? I think I'm getting in the mental concept maybe a little bit of talking it up to the devas and getting the definition of what you want a little more succinct. You don't want to micromanage anything. You know, you need to leave it open, but you still need to focus in and let them know what you want, because they will just come up with whatever, if, you know. So if you want to give it a little bit more on that mental for now, and then just feel into it as you bolster that mental quality, see if it needs anything else, you know, perhaps the emotional to go with it. So like I said, once again, you don't want to target anyone specifically, but if you're, you know, say you're calling in a beloved, you just call in your beloved to you without mentioning names or picturing someone or anything like that. You know, just keep it in divine law and order so that you're not stomping all over someone else's will. Okay, so for you, like I said, a little bit more clarity on the mental and maybe a little on the spiritual. But I think the mental part first, and then feel into it to see, and your managing deva and your higher self, just to see what they're bringing you to work on. Okay. Okay, I'll hit refresh one more time, because I kind of missed out last time. The timing was off. Okay, I'm not seeing any raised hands, and no more here. Okay, everyone. I'd like to just thank you all for showing up, and thank you for doing the process. And I hope to meet with you next week. And so until then, cheers.